In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today our every month Requiem Mass, that is Mass for the dead, for all of the souls of our purgatorial society. And again, we remind ourselves, and the Church reminds us, how good and beneficial it is to pray for the dead. And children, have you ever wondered what death would look like? Often it is represented in the form of a skeleton with a scythe in his hand, being very grim and very scary. Grim Reaper, he truly is called. And you often see kids on Halloween dressing as these little deaths and wanting to scare people, children and grown-ups alike. But for a Catholic, for a Christian who has spent his life in serving and adoring Jesus, death is not really anything which is supposed to be afraid of. For a Catholic, death is a kind of return. It's calling back to home, your heavenly home. And even though we, after the death of our dear relatives and friends, we oftentimes feel sorrow. We feel this sorrow because of our own loss, not that we feel sorrow for him. Because if he has spent his lifetime worshipping and serving Christ, we have our Lord's own word that on the final day he will raise him up to the everlasting life. There's a beautiful story about a saint named Charles Borromeo, who was a cardinal in the 16th century and a archbishop of Milan, and who very fiercely fought for the Christian and Catholic doctrine in Italy. When he was the Archbishop of Milan, he restored discipline and served his flock as a kind father. And when the great plague was hit to Milan, he did his very great service to the sick and to dead, and served his flock as a kind father. He refused to leave Milan and was always at the bedside of sick and dying, and sold even his own furniture for their support. St. Charles Borromeo lived and died as the faithful image of the Good Shepherd, the Shepherd who has promised to call us home after our own death. And this saint, St. Charles Borromeo, once hired an artist to paint himself a picture of death. And the artist gave the death exactly the kind of a traditional look of death I was talking about, representing him, that is death, in the form of skeleton with a big scythe in his hand. But St. Charles was not pleased to this artist's work. He exclaimed, "No, paint death in the form of an angel and place a golden key in his hand. For faithful Christians, death is the gatekeeper of heaven." And truly, when in these words of St. Charles Borromeo, he said what every Catholic should always think about death, that it's not an end, but it is gate to heaven. Another saint, St. Philip Neri, died on the feast of Corpus Christi, just at the end of 16th century. And he entered into rest with the Lord at the hour which had been predicted by him. And that very morning, Saint Philip had offered the holy sacrifice of the Mass with greatest joy. And it is well to note that this saint, when he was saying his low Mass, made an exception to the Mass rules, because overflowing with joy, and perhaps inspired by Holy Ghost, St. Philip sang the Gloria in Excelsis Deo in a very clear voice in his very last Mass, which was the low Mass on Corpus Christi. Saint Philip too believed that death was like an angel inviting him to join all these crowds of blessed saints who eternally sing God's praises in heaven. So, dear children, when you have and when you think of some of your relatives and friends who have died, and feel not so much sorrow, but the sense of joy that they have finished their course on earth and are now expecting their resurrection to heaven. But if you feel sorrow for them, remember always also to pray for him, to pray for them. If there should be any bad deeds on their conscience, they need to be purged from them before they can see Jesus in heaven. As much as you have liked your family and friends who have died during their lifetime, remember to think and pray for them also after their death. They might still wait their entrance to heavenly home, wait until that the angel opens with his golden key the gate where they can enter paradise. While we are waiting our own death and our own meeting with Jesus, let us always remember to do what he has told us to do, that we serve him and we love him here on earth, so that we also, like all the saints, Saint Charles and Philip, might also see him one day glorious and immortal in heaven. May God bless you, children. In the